Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Would you look at that? It's Friday. We made it to the end of the traditional work week. And Steve Miggs, in honor of our friend Kevin Deers, I have been listening to nothing but metal for basically the past 2 days.
Is that why you came in and just punched me in the face and did some kind of guttural growl?
Like, let's do the Wall of Death, brother. No, I got some Lamb of God in there. I was rocking some Pantera.
That's funny.
What were you listening to?
Life of Agony, a band that him and I bonded over. So I listened to like their Ugly record all day yesterday and just was like, you know, kind of lost in my thoughts, but thinking of Kevin, of course.
Can you do a
Did you listen to MXPX in honor of Kevin?
Of course.
Oh, wait, you listen to MXPX every day.
Okay, Steve, we don't have to say that.
Did you do like a one-man mosh pit?
No, I didn't get that crazy.
No, but he did do the Wall of Death with Tatum.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I could just imagine if you were doing a one-man mosh pit in your neighborhood with that beautiful, pristine Puyallup block. They'd be like, what is that man having a
I don't know.
Emergency?
If they have a peek inside our backyard, they probably wouldn't be too surprised. You know, because I'm the idiot dad that if my daughter starts dancing and running through the sprinkler, I start dancing and running through the sprinkler with her. But if you don't see Tatum, because she's shorter and the fence, you know, she's under that fence, and you just see this grown man that's shirtless in his backyard running through a sprinkler, you're probably like,
did he get stung by a bee?
Do we need to call his wife? Does she know she's married to an insane person?
She does.
Yes.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And today it's Military Spouse Appreciation Day. So if you have somebody, a loved one in the military, give it to them today.
Oh, wow.
What? Or the other way around. Just do whatever you want. Just show some love to each other.
All the love.
Why are you guys mocking me for encouraging people to love one another?
That's so nice of you, Steve.
It's also Mother's Day this Sunday. Just as a reminder, in case anybody forgot, maybe you should go swing by the store, get yourself a card before they're all sold out.
I got to do that today.
Oh, for your mom?
For my mom.
Oh, that's okay.
We'll get it handled. It's fine.
Crap. I got one for my wife. I got one from my kid for my wife. I haven't gotten one for my mom.
You got to get it in the mail, like pronto.
Oh, no. My family, it's completely fine. I don't get my birthday card until sometimes in June. I have a birthday in October.
It's the thought that counts, no matter when you receive the card.
There was a time where I received a Christmas card in September. And it wasn't that my parents were trying to get it to me early. they forgot to send me the Christmas card. And then they finally like, well, F it. We might as well mail it.
But you know what? People are decorating for Christmas earlier and earlier and earlier. So, you know, just be in the spirit in September.
All right. I'll tell my mom to use that as an excuse for future times. Hey, I don't. We're all 206ers, right?
No, I'm a 425er.
You have a 425? Okay.
Thanks for paying attention.
I'm sorry. I just type in Taryn if I want to call you. I don't look at the actual phone number.
You guys are both 206 boys, huh?
Hell yeah. I represent. Well, apparently this could be a new area code. Would you be willing to ditch the 425 or the 206 to be a 564?
Ooh, 564. Nah.
Yeah, because I guess apparently 206 area code's running out of phone numbers, so we're going to now have a brand new area code, 564. It's going to start June 10th. That's usually when I get my Christmas card. And then new customers adding lines may also receive a 564 number, just so that you know, for future reference.
My OCD bothers me with that one. I wish it was 654.
Right?
As opposed to...
like in the right order, descending order or something.
Or 456.
Yeah, that too. Last night, Alice in Chains, they had to cancel a show that they were supposed to play in Connecticut. Drummer Sean Kinney had some sort of a non-life-threatening medical emergency, so the band is going to issue some refunds. They're still planning to perform some upcoming festivals and shows.
I'm glad they said non-life-threatening, but still, emergency being added to it does concern me.
That's all the information I've seen so far, but we're sending him lots of love and hope he heals up quickly.
Speaking of music, The Who just announced that they're going to be doing... their farewell North American tour. It's going to start off August 16th in Florida. Roger Daltrey's 81 years old.
Jeez.
Pete Townsend's turning 80. So that's a little bit of the reason why they're deciding to call it quits. They're saying that their final run, which is called the Song Is Over Tour, will be filled with memories, love, and one last chance for fans to see them live. The first thing I thought of, though, was all the insanity that happened with their drummer, Zach Starkey, where he got kicked out of the band. Then they brought him back in. Do you think they're just like, crap? Let's just call it a day. We're sick of playing with this guy.
I don't even know. I'm just curious if Roger Daltrey is going to take his shirt off at 81 years old. Every time I've seen him in recent, you know, the last decade, he always ends up shirtless by the end of the show.
Do you think he's going to go full shirt off or like kind of stop after like the fifth button? That way he doesn't show like the old man gut.
He always slowly takes the buttons down and then next thing you know, it's gone and you're like, what happened? I don't mind looking. I mean, for 81 years old, he's not bad.
No, I've heard you before talk about how nice his belly button is. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 67. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Our new Pope has been named, and for the very first time, it's an American, and he's from Chicago. So how does his brother feel about all of this? You'll hear from him at 620.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We got ourselves a new pope, y'all. Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost is now Pope Leo XIV. They elected him yesterday.
We call him Pope Bob.
Pope Bob.
Yeah, what's up, Pope Bob?
I didn't realize that they had to pick a new name.
I never thought about that. I always, because every time the Pope has been from another country, I just figured, oh, that's just their name. Because it's always like this kind of crazy, not crazy, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
Just a little bit out there. And And I didn't realize that each name means a certain thing. Like, there's, like, a lot to the name.
I've been learning a lot. A lot of papal knowledge lately. He is the first...
Well, we're proud Americans right now.
Of course. He's the first American-born pope, born in the Chicago area. So NBC Chicago's Christian Farr was talking with the pope's brother. His name is John Prevost. And they were talking about how brother is now the pope.
Is it too unreal? I haven't had time to think about it yet because this is what it's been since it was announced.
Think about it like that. Like, imagine, like, Nolan becomes the pope. Your brother.
I mean, in a different universe.
Same with my brother. That would just be, like, my mom. Like, wait a second. My brother's the pope, like, of the entire world?
That's crazy.
Not just, like, the pope of Olive Garden?
The phone calls, the texts. But it's totally unreal, totally surreal, and it's a tremendous, tremendous thing to take in, but it's something to be very proud of.
And you said you spoke to him right before conclave?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what that conversation was like.
First, we do Wordle, because this is a regular thing, okay?
Okay, I'm really enjoying this interview because we're getting, like, a real side of the pope from his brother.
Sounds very normal so far.
He does Wordle?
Yeah.
Is it on his pope phone? Does he have, like, a burner phone? Or, like,
oh, God.
I don't know. Like, you know, like when you get into politics, you have, like, a presidential phone. Or, like,
the pope phone?
He's got the pope phone, and then he's got his actual phone for his friends and family.
Of course.
Then we do words with friends.
Okay.
It's something to keep his mind off life in the real world. And then we talk about what's going on, and I said, well, do you have your red socks? That doesn't go over well all the time. And then just that kind of stuff, and I said, well, are you ready for this? I said, did you watch the movie Conclave so you know how to behave? He had just finished watching the movie Conclave.
Did you watch Eurotrip as well? This is crazy.
So he knew how to behave. So it's that kind of stuff because I wanted to take his mind off of it, laugh about something, because this is now an awesome responsibility.
I'm imagining, like, the words with friends and Wordle, but they're, like, all, like, holy, like, words.
Yes.
You know, Trinity.
See, I want to see the trash talking that's happening with the brothers.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
You know, is he dropping F-bombs to his brother, or has he got to keep it popely?
Popely.
I don't know if that's the right term.
Then his brother was asked if he even thought that brother would have a chance at becoming the new pope at all.
There was a slight feeling he didn't think so. I kind of did because what I was reading and what I was hearing.
I mean, I don't blame him. He's like, dude, there's never been an American pope. Of course I'm not going to become pope. They're not going to pick me.
Nice dream.
Was that there were three outstanding candidates that were in first, second, and third place. The cardinal from the Philippines, the secretary of state, and him. I don't know how true it is, but one of the priests from Providence over there in New Lenox said to me, the odds in Las Vegas are 18-1 that it's going to your brother.
This is all so bonkers to me that they're talking about Vegas odds about his brother who's becoming the pope.
God.
I said, oh, you got to be kidding. He said, no, that's what it is. He didn't have a question in his mind. He knew it was going to happen. I didn't believe it, and Rod didn't believe, I should say Pope Leo didn't believe it at all. Because there's not going to be an American pope, was the attitude.
I love that he corrected himself. Real Rob, I mean, the pope.
Well, that was the next question that he was asked, if he's going to actually start calling his brother by his new pope name.
And what did you call him growing up? Did he have a nickname or what?
Rob.
You still going to call him Rob, or you're going to call him Pope Leo?
I don't think so. I won't call him Pope. I mean, maybe it's sarcastically, but not, hey, Pope, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, same here. If my brother was the Pope, like, what's up, Pope?
Word.
Hey, Leo, how are you doing? Bless anybody today?
That almost sounds too sarcastic, you know? Hey, Pope, let's go have some gelato.
I like how you're taking this light.
If we don't, you know, we have to laugh.
I'm also just excited. I want to hear the Pope address, you know, everyone with, like, a really thick Chicago accent, you know?
Right.
Like, is he a Bears fan? We need to know these things.
I like that some people are calling him the deep dish disciple. The deep disciple.
Oh, no. It's so fantastic. Well, based on this, what is the most unreal thing that your sibling or any member of your family has ever done?
I think for my brother just turning his life around. I've talked about this before. He was a troubled child, and then he got involved into the military, and it turned him around. I mean, you talk about, like, discipline working to my brother's advantage. He's become such an exemplary individual, but then also sometimes he never wants to, like, toot his own horn, mm-hmm. but he'll, like, casually be talking about something that happened, like, because he was involved in Iraq and Afghanistan during some of the war stuff, And, like, you know, he's won medals for being a war hero. And, like, it was my father that would have to, you know, kind of give the pat on the back because my brother was very humble about it, which is crazy because young version of my brother would have been bragging about it. He'd been shoving it in my face. But, like, he's just turned into such an incredible human being. And the fact that he's done so much in the military and done so many great things always blows my mind.
That is so fantastic. So what is the most unreal thing that your sibling or any member of your family has ever done? Call 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
The brother of the new Pope says it's too unreal that his brother is the new Pope. So we want to hear from you. 206-803-ROCK. What's the most unreal thing that a sibling or family member has ever done? Did they win the lottery? Were they on reality TV? We want to hear the story. 206-803-ROCK. And we'll take those calls after Soundgarden. The brother of our new Pope says it is too unreal that his brother is, in fact, the Pope.
Is it too unreal? I haven't had time to think about it yet because this is what it's been since it was announced. It's totally unreal, totally surreal, and it's a tremendous, tremendous thing to take in, but it's something to be very proud of.
I'm very proud, but also just bonkers because I never thought an American could become the Pope.
And no!
then you do start thinking about all the family and friends that know, you know, Pope Leo now, but Pope Bob from Chicago.
From Chicago.
Right? And he's like, oh, yeah, I used to go get some hot dogs with this guy. Deep dish pizza. Now he's the Pope.
So we want to hear from you. What is the most unreal thing that your sibling or any member of your family has ever done? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold whose parent has started an OnlyFans.
Uh-oh.
We're going to talk to them in just a second. But first, Bela from Port Orchard. What is the most unreal thing that a member of your family has ever done?
Well, my father was born in Hungary, and he was very young, but he was captain of the Hungarian swim team.
So is that like a team that went to the Olympics, or I have no idea?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is. But he was unable to compete. He fell off the 10-meter platform into an empty pool and broke both his ribs.
Oh, no.
I have a stupid question. Did he think there was water in the pool?
Well, I don't know what he was doing up there. Probably something stupid. He was young.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been alcohol.
probably not. But while the rest of the team was over there, they defected because this was during the Hungarian Revolution.
Whoa.
And so he didn't get to do that. He didn't get to compete. Later on in life, though, he took up kayaking. And then in his late 60s, he started doing outrigger canoes and went to the World Masters Games up in Canada, the Old Fort Olympics.
That's amazing.
So he's competing against the best in the world. And his competition is the next day, and he has a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
And he doesn't tell anybody. He goes out and does his race and gets the silver in his worst event. And then goes to the hospital and has a quadruple bypass.
Wow.
That's insanity. Just out of curiosity, Bela, are you athletic like your father?
No. I did get his good looks, though.
Nice.
Are you as competitive? Maybe in board games. I don't know.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Would you like to try to beat Steve this morning? The man's record is 143 wins, 55 losses, and 35 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Call now, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.